From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. An announcement is soon to be forthcoming in Washington, D.C., from the Justice Department about possible indictments of Vice President Dick Cheney's Chief of Staff, Louis Libby, and Presidential Advisor Karl Rove. Patrick Fitzgerald is the special prosecutor in this case. He is expected to make further announcements at a news conference less than 2 hours from now. That would be 2 o'clock Eastern Time. We're joined now by NPR's Larry Abramson. And Larry, we were expecting this at this moment, and it should be coming momentarily, the details of any possible indictments. What do you know so far?
Well, I don't know a lot more than I did a few minutes ago. No, unfortunately, like a lot of people in Washington, I am at my computer hitting the refresh button, waiting for these indictments, if there are indictments, to appear. They haven't appeared yet. And this has become a common phenomenon recently when things are released electronically that they don't appear quite at the moment when they should. The latest leaks that we were hearing was that Karl Rove would not be indicted today, but that he would remain under investigation, but that the chief of staff for the vice president, Louis Scooter Libby, would face indictment. We don't know what those charges could be. They could possibly be related to the leaking of classified information for possibly exposing the covert CIA identity of Valerie Plame, or it could be for lying or misleading the grand jury when he testified on that subject. But we still don't have the indictment. Today's the last day of the grand jury, so Patrick Fitzgerald will need to make an announcement, and he said he will make an announcement. It's just a little late coming out.
Yeah, surprisingly, this story is devoid of hard, what you would call a hard leak, you know, so close to this timeline here. And you're looking at the computer. You're looking at Mr. Fitzgerald's webpage, right?
He's got his own homepage, and that's quite a development because over the last 2 years, he has operated in total secrecy. He's a complete straight arrow. He hasn't really allowed any leaks out of his office. Any information that we've gotten has mostly been from the lawyers for the principals, the people who believe they're targets and who have an interest in spinning the kind of information that's coming out. But the real straight information that we're supposed to get from Patrick Fitzgerald has been very, very limited in nature, and that's why we're waiting to see what he actually does right now.
Now, what are his options? He could say, well, no indictments. He will extend the grand jury, or he could list the indictments. What
right. Else? Well, he could extend the grand jury. He has to ask the judge for permission to do that. There are reasons not to do that. This grand jury has been meeting for 22 months. If somebody lied, this grand jury probably heard them lie. Most of them did, or they read the transcripts. He can convene another grand jury, but then he has to read the transcripts of what he believes to be our false statements to those grand jurors. But that happens all the time. It's just not ideal. And judges don't necessarily like to keep extending investigations ad infinitum. It's not popular legally. It's not popular politically. And as we remember from investigations in the past, there's frequently the feeling that maybe there's a witch hunt or that the prosecutor has an agenda, wants to justify all of the money that's been expended. We have the same phenomenon, of course, the Whitewater investigation leading to the impeachment of President Clinton. A lot of people felt that Kenneth Starr in that case was looking for a charge.
Thank you, Larry. That's NPR's Larry Abramson talking with us from Washington, D.C. And to repeat, we do not have word at this moment as we're talking about what the report of the special prosecutor, Mr. Fitzgerald, will be. Had expected that about 5 or 6 minutes ago. And to also repeat, he's supposed to be making his own personal announcement explaining what's going on within 2 hours.